accept.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, a little bit cloudy here this morning. We're on beautiful Cape Cod, broadcasting live from the Highfield Hall in Falmouth, and all kinds of events coming in today. So if you're looking for something to do, from 10 o'clock until 2, I'll be at Highfield Hall, and we'll tell you about what's going to be happening in this beautiful old building that they are restoring and turning it into a center for the people that live in the town. All types of events go on, and we'll tell you about that during the program. But if we can help you, the number to call right now, toll-free, is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You talk with Don. He'll get you set up, and we'll work together to help you in these last few weeks of the summer season. Doesn't seem possible. It's like we just got started, and now we're approaching the end of August, almost Labor Day. So lots to do yet, and a lot that will need to be done in the days to come. At the end of the month, and some of you can even start doing this now, if your daylilies are pretty well finished blooming, you want to make sure that you keep removing the faded sticks that produce those beautiful flowers. When your hostas get done, you want to remove those stems that held the flowers also. But at the end of the month, you can go into your perennial beds. Your daylilies can be dug and divided. Your hosta can be dug and divided. Your peonies can be dug and divided. And your iris can be dug and divided. So if you have friends, families, neighbors that have always said, oh, I just love that type of hosta that you get. It's just so different, so unique. Or I love the color of that peony that you have in the garden. You can say, well, I like those iris that you have in your garden, and you can swap. So this is coming to a time of the year where you can exchange plants, save yourself a lot of money, and get varieties from friends and family members that will give your garden some additional color, different textures, different heights, different shapes. So there's a lot going on. And if we can help you with planting your fall garden, and the nurseries are now getting ready for the fall season also with mums, your flowering cabbage and flowering kale, your fall blooming asters, your Montauk daisy, and your sedum. And there's a lot of tall sedums that are coming into bud right now, and a lot of unique varieties. And in the next few weeks, we'll talk a lot about that. But the old-fashioned tall-growing sedum with kind of a lime green foliage and pink flowers, those days are still here. But the hybrids are just incredible now. you go from the lime green to the purple red foliage, which is absolutely beautiful with pink flowers. Then you have a white and green variegated foliage with pink flowers. And then you have a yellow and green variegated with pink flowers. So there's a lot of new hybrids. If you like the tall growing phlox, they're wonderful. If you have a soil that's sandy, the spot is hot. The sun just bakes in there. And you spend so much time watering that garden that you really don't get a chance to really enjoy it. These tall varieties of sedum, they don't get up in the neighborhood of about 2 feet. Some will get up bigger. And what's nice with these tall growing sedum is if you don't want them tall, in early July, around the 4th of July, you just take a pair of hedge shears and you can cut back the plant at that time by a third or even half. So if your tall sedums, the first week in July is 18 inches tall, you can take 6 inches right off of it. Every branch that you cut will make 3 or 4 side shoots. So instead of the plant being an upright grower, grows like a mushroom cap, very rounded, and will mature at about 18 to 24 inches, but it will double the spread of the plant. You control the height, and what's even better is all of those cuttings that you took when you cut the plant back, you take those 6-inch cuttings, you remove the bottom 2 inches of foliage from that cutting that you made, the bottom 2 inches, dip them a little bit of rooting powder, stick 4 or 5 together in the ground, and just keep it wet. They'll root, and now you'll have a brand new plant. So if you've got a plant that has 20 stems, you can literally prune it to control height, pick up those cuttings, and make 4, 5, 6 brand new plants with those cuttings. And it's very, very easy to do. And we'll talk about that today. So if you have questions about your lawn, your vegetable garden, your flower beds, your perennials, your roses, fruit trees, call. Don't be shy. 800-259-9231. We're going to work together so that you can have a great end to the summer. We'll talk about shrubs, trees, whatever you want. This is your program. You call, you ask the questions. If you're going to be doing some landscaping around your home and not quite sure what plants would do in your particular area, you call me. Tell me what the sun area is. Is it half a day of sun? Is it getting sun all day? Maybe you can tell me what the soil is like and what you're looking for. Are you looking for a plant that's going to be green all winter? Are you looking for something that you can use for a privacy hedge? Are you looking for a flowering plant, a tree for shade so that you can sit under it and enjoy a cool spot during the heat of summer? Do you want a tree that's going to give you some nice evergreen foliage and give your house some shade during the heat of summer as well as during the winter? You tell me what your questions are. You talk with Don. We'll work together and we'll help you to have a wonderful gardening season and how to get ready for next year. Believe it or not, it's time to get ready for next year by dividing some of the perennials, by working on the soils. Some of the vegetables are done right now, to be practical. Peas are all done. Cucumbers, there's not much time left on those. They're getting tired. You know, they've been producing really, really heavy, and they're getting tired. Beans are getting tired. So we have to think about, you know, cleaning up the mess and regenerating the soil so that next year's garden will be better. Cauliflower is all done for the most part. Your broccoli is still being very, very productive. And as long as you keep removing the flowers, and that's what you're eating. When you eat broccoli, you're eating the flower buds that that plant makes. And if you go away for a few days, you come back and you see these tall stems filled with yellow flowers on your broccoli plant. Cut them all off. Clean them up. Refertilize the garden, because broccoli, for example, can be productive until at least Thanksgiving, sometimes even later. They are that strong. And Brussels sprouts are best once we've had a frost. They taste good now, but once we've had a frost, Brussels sprouts flavor intensifies like you cannot believe. So call us, 800-259-9231.
The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right. One application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control, available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away. Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
Even on Saturday, Dran watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dran has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dran rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dran, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Don, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How's everything with Don this morning?
Oh, it's spectacular, as always.
You're getting a little bit of heat, or is it cooling down in Minnesota?
Yeah, no, it cooled off for this last few days, and then it just recently, I think yesterday it got a bit toastier than I'd like it to be, but whatever. You got to roll with the punches.
Yeah, well, New England is up and down the same way, but I consider myself lucky. I mean, if I lived in Texas, man, I don't know how those people in Texas can really grow. They've had one day below 80 the entire month of July and right now through August. So since July 1st, they've had one day that was below 80 degrees. Can you imagine that?
No, that's why I don't live there.
Me too. Are we ready to do some gardening?
Absolutely.
Who do we have up first?
This is, I believe, Barry from Portland, Maine, who has a question about a rose.
Barry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you this beautiful day?
Terrific in yourself, Barry.
I am very well. My question is it too late to transplant and plant roses?
It's not too late to plant new ones. So roses that your nursery would have in containers, you can plant them. That's not a problem because when you're planting them, the entire rootstock is still intact. So when you dig a hole, you pull it out of the plant out of the container, and you put it in the soil that you've added compost and manure and everything else, the plant has all of its roots, and it can get into the ground and get established before the winter weather arrives. But to try and dig a rose and lose up to 50% of the roots, if you lived on Cape Cod, Barry, I would say fine, but being that you live in Portland, Maine, our winter arrives sooner than Cape Cod. If it's something that has to be moved, then what I would do is I would move it now. I would prune, some of the top of the plant. And so that to kind of balance, because you're going to lose a third to 50% of the full of the root system when you move it. So if you can cut it back by a third to help balance foliage loss with some of the root loss, your plants will adapt a lot faster. And then the other thing that I would really do for the first year is once the plant has lost all of its leaves and has gone dormant, I would build a mound of bark mulch right over it and cover the entire plant. And so that you would need a mound 18 inches, 2 feet tall, and probably 18 to 24 inches wide. If you're not able to do that, then cover it with as much mulch as you can and get a basket, an old basket that you would put, you know, like apples and vegetables come in. If you go to a farm stand, a lot of them will have old baskets that you can buy for pretty cheap money. And you can, once the plants go dormant, put some bark mulch around them and then cover the entire rose bush with this upside down basket. And that will prevent the sun from getting it at it. It will block the wind. But because of the way that the basket is made with slits, if the sun is hot, the slits will allow the heat to escape. And that is a great way to protect roses during the fall season. Now, the one thing that you will need to remember, when you live in the northern half of the country, not just in New England, but if you live in Minnesota, where Don lives, if you live in New York, if you live in the mountains of Arizona, where the weather gets cold for the winter, you should not prune roses in the fall. Because if you prune them late in the year, you say, well, I'm going to control the size, I'm going to cut them back. Where you made that cut, the plant's going to have a real tough time to make a scab. Because as the days get shorter and the temperatures cool, the energy that the rose makes is sent down. It's not used to make new growth. It's used for storage in the root system. And it has a tough time making a scab that seals the branches. So it really is important. If you need to do some pruning, do the pruning right now. That way it's got the time it needs to make a scab, to keep the moisture in the stem, to prevent winter damage, to keep your plants nice and healthy. Okay? If we can help you, 800-259-9231.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
The new EcoSmart Home Pest Control is organic and non-toxic, plant-based formula containing essential oils. Essential oils are nature's pesticide, safe to use around kids and pets. It will kill and repel over 100 home-invading pests. Its fast-acting formula will kill on contact. Food-grade ingredients make EcoSmart safe to use in the kitchen, around food preparation areas, and storage. Will not harm your environment. Look for the green and white package with a red safety seal. It's not just smart, it's
no one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're in Falmouth today, beautiful Cape Cod. We are at Highfield Hall in Falmouth, and they are having a campaign to restore the Highfield Hall Gardens. And all kinds of activities going on after 10 o'clock this morning. We'll tell you about that during the program. And it's a beautiful building. It was a building that was built in the 1800s, a lot of acreage, a lot of beautiful gardens. As the family members passed on, the house was let go, and it came within a day of being bulldozed. And a group of citizens from the area got together. They raised the money needed. And with the help of the town of Falmouth, they have kept this gorgeous building open to the public for all kinds of events. So we'll be talking about the restorations of the garden today and the events going on during the program. So it'll be a fun day if you live on Cape Cod. A little cloudy out here today, not a day for the beach. So come on down and see us after 10 o'clock. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is, let me see, Pat from Marion, Massachusetts, who has a question about some flowers.
Pat, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question on my Cana. Planted it every spring for about 3 years and never bloomed.
Huh.
And I don't know why.
How big do they get?
Please?
How tall do they end up growing, Pat?
About 6 feet.
They grow 6 feet tall and they don't flower?
Right.
Wow. Okay. Tell me how you start them.
I usually put them not very deep, probably about 6 inches, and I give them some bow booster, so a little bit of compost, a little bit of garden soil, and cover them up.
Are you growing them in containers or directly in the ground?
Directly in the ground.
Okay. And it's getting sun all day, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now, when do you bring them in for the winter?
Probably September. Late September.
Do you wait until the frost has killed the top of the plant?
No.
Okay, that's part of your problem.
Okay.
Leave it outside until we've had a frost, and the frost, when it kills the plant, and it freezes the foliage, the plant will take all the energy in those stems and send it down to the bulb, to the root system, where it's stored for the winter. So you've got to wait until we've had a frost. Once you've had a frost and the leaves have all turned brown, give it a couple of days, cut the plant off to within 6 inches of the roots, then dig them up. And what I have, one of the newer varieties, it's green with yellow in it, kind of streaked. It's really pretty, and it has an orange flower in it. And I dig it up, I get a heavy, heavy cardboard box, and what I've been using are banana boxes. And I'll put some newspaper on the bottom, put about an inch of either compost or peat moss, whatever you have, set the root system right on top of it, and then cover it with an inch or so of compost or moist peat moss. And then I put it in my basement right on the cement floor and leave it there for the whole winter. And then as the ground warms up, then I'll take it out and I'll replant it outside. Now, once I get mine planted, I put a couple of tablespoons of Osmocote. Osmocote is a time-release fertilizer, and every time it gets wet from the rain or you're watering, it releases the fertilizer. And if you have dahlias, which you really treat the same way, but dahlias and cannas, caladium, any of your non-winter hardy bulbs, I found that if you can put some little Osmocote to get them started, you're going to see a tremendous difference in the growth and the blooming. Okay? So you give that a try, and I think you're going to see a big difference for next year. But let the frost kill the plant. If you dig it up when it's green, cut off the foliage, all the energy that's in those leaves got thrown away so that the plant is not as strong for the following year. Thank you, Pat. Dawn, who's next?
This is Claire from New Hampshire, who has a question about ornamental grasses.
Claire, good morning.
Welcome to the Garden Club. Thank you for taking my call. I have ornamental grasses that are beautiful and over 6 feet tall. Wondering when is a good time to transplant them. And do I cut them in half? Just tell me, please.
Okay. I have some ornamental grasses in my garden. I like them. I have some that are straight green, some that have green and white stripes on them, like a zebra almost. They're beautiful. I don't cut my grasses to the ground until the spring, some of them, because they dry And when I go outside during the winter and it's windy, you hear that rustling sound on them. Mine are getting ready to make seeds right now. And I always find that in late September, early October, that the chickadees and the finches are all over the seed head eating the seeds. But once we've had a frost, you can cut it back. And grasses are cut back to about, 6 to 8 inches from the ground. And that would be the time to divide it in the spring rather than the fall. Because in the fall, it's dormant. And ornamental grasses are good and strong. But I found that if you dig them late in the year and you plant them and we get a winter that comes in quick, they don't do very well the following year. So I let them stay up. I enjoy that rustling sound all winter. And then in the spring, I basically just hold the plant together, take a saw, and I cut it to within 6 inches, and then take a shovel, dig up the whole clump, lay it on its side, and you can take a shovel and just go right down the middle. You can take an axe or a hatchet and split it in 2 or 3 or 4 pieces, whatever you want, and then replant them, add some compost. The better you prepare the soil, the better the grasses are going to do. But I always prefer doing it in the spring rather than the fall, just because they normally are in full sun. They're exposed to all of the elements. And if you have a winter with not a lot of snow cover, a lot of sunny days where the ground freezes and thaws, that's what happens, is the plant heaves out of the ground, and then you get a lot of winter kill. So wait until the spring. Thank you, Claire. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, we have Judy from Massachusetts, who has a question about Rosa Sharon, and then another question about a container garden.
Okay. Judy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. It's nice to talk to you again.
My pleasure.
I had a couple questions. I have a Rosa Sharon that's been established for quite a while. It's quite lovely, and it's still in bloom. But all of a sudden, I'm looking at it, and half the leaves are turning yellow and dropping off.
The other question
was regarding, I have a container garden on a deck, and I have some zucchini and also habanero peppers both in those pots that have the water comes in the bottom.
Right.
And they got really big, and now the roots are into the water. Is it worth it for me to transplant? Should I add soil? Should I just keep watering and fertilizing at this point? Or?
Yep. Those roots have been in that water for a long, long time.
Yeah.
It's not something that just happened. So at this point, what starts to happen right now, your vegetables that take a long time to grow, eggplant, peppers, tomatoes, they take a long time to really mature. And when the weather starts to change, like it has right now, our days are getting shorter, your evening temperatures are beginning to cool off a little bit, and as the plant senses these changes, it begins to mature the fruit that's on it, because it knows by the changes that if I don't get these fruit matured, the seed that's in them will not mature, and I cannot repropagate my heritage. The goal of a plant is to make seed so that you can make new plants the following year. And if the plant is unable to make a fruit that's mature, then the seeds are no good. So when they feel the changes, they work extra hard to ripen their fruit. So continue to feed, continue to water, and you're going to find that things are going to mature very, very quickly. all of a sudden, my tomatoes right now are coming in like gangbusters, which is good because in another 2 weeks, I want to start making spaghetti sauce. And that's what's happening. My green peppers are now turning red. They're turning orange. They're turning yellow. And that's because of the changes in temperature. Your Rose of Sharon is losing foliage, just like mine, and probably just like everybody else, because it is so dry out. We're about 3 inches of water behind schedule. And a week and a half ago, we got quite a bit of rain in Maine in a form of thunderstorms, and my front lawn turned beautiful. And I mean, it was nice and green, the greenest it's been since May. Well, this past week, we've had 80-degree temperatures and no rain. And my lawn is all brown. And driving around Cape Cod today, the lawns that are not irrigated look just like mine. They're all brown. The ones that are irrigated are nice and green. But what we need is we need a day of steady rain, an inch and a half of rain, and everything will come back to life. So your Rose of Sharon is fine, but if you could run the hose to the base of the plant, turn it on so that you've got a stream about the size of a pencil, and let it really saturate the root system of that plant, the yellowing of the leaves will stop. They're just thirsty. My birches, the wild birches behind my house, are beginning to turn yellow. Drive around town, the burning bush are beginning to turn red.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma. Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Are you seeing ants and other insects in your home? Want to control them organically? Then use Ant Eater from St. Gabriel Organics. Ant Eater is so safe you can place the powder in the cabinet with your cereal and bag goods. Control insects in any room of your home, even the kitchen, with organic Ant Eater. Roaches, fleas, ticks, and ants don't have a chance with Ant Eater. And now you can kill weeds organically with Burnout 2. Yes, organically, Burnout 2.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just two HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. We're on beautiful Cape Cod today. We are at the Highfield Hall home, and it's going to be all kinds of events going on this morning and this afternoon. We'll tell you about it during the program, but it's a wonderful building that they are restoring, and the building itself is in real good shape right now. They're beginning some work on some of the gardens, and if you've never been here, it's a place that you should consider coming. On the Cape, it's cloudy. It's relatively warm, but not a beach day. So come on by and say hello. And I think you'll have a great day at Highfield Hall. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Loretta from Rochester, New Hampshire, who has a question about crabgrass.
Loretta, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question about crabgrass. My lawn right now is just almost all crabgrass. All the other grass is brown. Is there anything I can do now to prevent crabgrass now and then in the spring?
Okay. The first thing that you want to do is, it's because it's hot and it's dry, your good grasses have gone dormant, and the crabgrass is just thriving with this. And you're probably noticing that it's beginning to make a seed head. Looks like a little TV antenna that everybody used to have on their roof before we had cable. That seed head that the plant is making, each plant has the ability to make as many as 500 to 1,000 seeds for next year. And probably one of the most important things that if you've got crabgrass to do now is when you mow your grass, if you don't have a lawnmower with a bag and you have a neighbor that does, ask them if you can use the bagger. That way, when you cut the grass will be caught in the bag, and that means all the seeds that are being produced are caught in the bag rather than be cut and blown all over the yard. So that's the first thing. Suck up the seed heads and don't put it in your compost pile. This is the one time of the year that when you mow your grass, you do not put it in your compost pile. He goes, most compost piles are not going to get hot enough to kill the seed. If you put it in your compost pile and you spread that compost in your garden next year, you're going to be full of crabgrass. So take those grass clippings, throw it in the woods behind you. If you've got an erosion problem someplace in the backyard, far away from your lawn, throw it there, or bag it and send it out with the trash. But don't use it in your gardens. Get it off your lawn. Now, if you want to stay organic, what you need to use is something called corn gluten. And it's part of the corn seed. And gluten is normally used to make food for chickens and turkeys and ducks. They're taking this gluten, you apply it to your grass, you water it in, it creates a chemical reaction in the ground that's natural. And if it's this action, chemical action, occurs with seed, it kills the seed. So you have to be careful. If you want to plant a new lawn, you cannot use corn gluten because the corn gluten doesn't know that good grass seed is good and crabgrass is bad. It kills all seeds. And if you want to stay organic, you should do it in the fall, which is usually in September, and then again in April. Two applications, one in the spring, one in the fall, and then a regular organic fertilizer in between, and you'll be in great shape. Or you can use a chemical, a petroleum-based product in the spring, during April, early May, that will kill the seed the same way, so that you have your choice. If you want to do it organically, spring and fall is needed. If you want to do it once, then you would use a man-made product, and that's applied in April or early May. Water it in, and that will kill the seed in the ground. Okay? If we can help you, 800-259-9231.